We've been bringing you a series of stories told by Indigenous people from Yellowknife in Canada's Northwest Territories. In partnership with the Global Reporting Center, they are sharing their personal stories of life, addiction, and recovery. Eric Wardell was taken from his parents at just 3 weeks old in what is known in Canada as the 60s scoop. His story is an exploration of identity, what it means to discover who you are, and how your past can shape your future.
The world was not designed for FAS people. With FAS, for me, I'm really hyper. I'm really like, you know, like fast. You know, you say you can do this, and I'll run over, then I'll run back, you know, and they slow down there, slow down. Everything just boom, 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 you know what I mean? Like. How I interpret things, not to say that my mind warped, but some things are just a little different how I see it. You know, like, I don't like to say it, but, you know, like, to steal, you know, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I have over 80 convictions on my record. 40 of them are B&Es. I don't break into houses. I don't, you know, carry weapons. I broke in the businesses for the money. Take the money, run to my sister and party. You know, like drugs, drinking, hotel rooms. And when that's all gone, go do another B&E. They took me from my native family and gave me to Caucasian people. We lost our identity, lost our language. I did not know how deeply it affected me to this day. It's tough. To take that, like, oh my God. You wish you could take it all back, but I am where I am. When I was adopted, you know, there was no information. That's what really gets me. There was no, this is your nationality, these are the parents. I didn't know nothing. I was really proud. I was really proud to say, like, hey, I'm Dene, you know. I belong to some, you know, people. It was a shock. I'd never been in a native community before like that. I've never had anybody, like, you know, in my life, like, come on in, you know, eat. I've never had people do this. Like, usually they, you know, shoo you away. And they were so kind, so open-hearted. You know, I'll be honest, you know, I'm 50 years old. I started stealing when I was 6. I didn't stop when I was 46. And all that time, people were mad at me, people were frustrated, people were, you know, like, aren't you ever gonna get it, Eric, you know? And I never gave up. I was in the program for 16 months, and that really helped me. After I was done wellness, the judge said, I do care about you, Eric. I want to make sure you're on the right path to a new life. And when the court was over, I actually went up and shook the prosecutor's hand. I've never done that. And it was almost like a relief. It was almost like, hey, the sun is shining again. It's, you know, no more, you know, gloomy days for Eric, you know. And I still know that just one thought in my head, I can go do a B&E. I can go steal. You know, I still have trauma in my life. I still have that. You know, why did my mother throw me away? But today I'm doing so much better. I got a little bit of work. I have a little home to live in. I realize what I have today, you know? I have a lot to give. Growing up, I was always causing problems because I'm FAS. But nobody looked more at the field of what's going on with me. I feel like I lost a lot of years of my life not being who I am. Like my real self. I feel good in the sense that I feel better being a woman. Be honest, like seriously. And there's nothing wrong with it. I've done it before in with other friends, with my sisters. But for me to go out there and actually do it, it's scary. You know, so I gotta go see a therapist, or I gotta go, you know, talk about this. Maybe my whole life of my stealing and that was because I felt mixed up about who I am, how I am. At the same time, I thought, like, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. There's nothing wrong with being transgendered. So why can't I be totally honest with how this really is? Because maybe my story and my truthfulness might help someone down the road.